Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
COVID-19 coronavirus, yeah, right? Yeah. It's hit lots of retailers, and indirectly it's affected REITs as well in the retail space. And this is a really big area for Singapore investors.
You know what? What's been the impact on the office sector? I'm quite curious about that. And have they really been shielded from what's going on? Well, on the line with us this morning is Paul Tham, who is CEO of Keppel REIT. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the call.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time. So in Singapore, Keppel REIT owns Ocean Financial Centre, MBFC, and One Raffles Quay. Tell us a little bit more about Keppel REIT, portfolio of Grade A commercial assets in Singapore, Australia, South Korea as well. Tell us a little bit more about why you've chosen these locations.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we're one of the largest office REITs in Singapore, about $8 billion worth of assets. Generally, we tend to focus only on high-quality, grade-A assets. And, you know, these economies that we're in, generally, maybe not right now in this situation, but they tend to be the best performing in terms of GDP growth, if you look on a long-term average in the developed economies. And that's a large reason why we picked them. And obviously, Singapore is our home base, and we had a lot of confidence that Singapore will bounce back from this, and that's why the bulk of our assets are here.
Yeah, well, Paul, I'm really intrigued, and hopefully you can connect some of the dots for us, because every single day we're reporting on COVID-19 coronavirus, and, you know, we're trying to make that connection between this virus and the impact it's having on our local economy. Obviously, Keppel REIT has a large footprint in Singapore. How has this outbreak been affecting Keppel REIT? And have you seen any downturn on business confidence and then that translating into shorter lease renewals, for example?
I think there's definitely been impact on even the office REIT. But I think, first of all, the impact has really been on operations. And the main thing for us is really just make sure our tenants are safe and we're looking after all our building occupants. You know, I think for all of us, you start seeing all of the buildings, you see temperature screening, frequent cleaning of common areas. We've got hand sanitizers out. We're actually also purging air from all the buildings regularly. So I think that's top priority and tends to be our focus operationally. I think if you look at economic impact, I think in the short term, there's definitely going to be a little bit of bumps in the road. We definitely have a little bit of a slowdown in leasing activity, but that tends to happen very much in times of uncertainty. Tenants tend to be a little bit less inclined to make decisions, or they tend to drag out discussions just because they're waiting to see how the market will go. But I think our experience generally has been, if you look at previous instances where we get significant uncertainty, is that in the medium to long term, things tend to bounce back. And when we look particularly, I think, at our office assets, you know, because they're premium grade A office assets, they tend to be a little bit more resilient in terms of leasing. Tenants still want to be there. And a lot of our tenants sign long leases. Typically, we have a WALE expiry of about 5 years. So most of our tenants have signed for a long time. So we don't expect necessarily medium to long-term impact. And truth be told is I think we're actually pretty positive on the long run. And, you know, my wife knows I'm one of the most pessimistic people around. So it's unusual for me to say that. But the truth is, I actually think the way the Singapore government has handled this has put Singapore in a very good light. And for multinational companies looking at where do you set up global operations, particularly for Asia-Pac, I think you get a certain degree of security and comfort given how things have been. So in the medium to long term, I think we're actually pretty positive.
Yeah, I wondered about that, actually, because I've been down to a couple of your properties quite recently. So MBFC and One Raffles Quay. And what I noticed was, you know, there's such a comprehensive infrastructure around screening and, like you said, sanitizers. Two things, really. One is, you know, how did you manage to just roll all of that out so fast? I was really impressed at how quick and swift the response was. But also, do you stay in touch with government, and what sort of advice or conversations do you have?
I think on the measures, generally, you know, I think not just ourselves, but most office buildings, we follow MOH guidelines, but it's really our property teams on the ground. We work very closely with them to be prepared for situations like this. I think after SARS, as everyone has, generally for Singapore in particular, we've got precautionary measures in place. And so it was pretty easy to roll out. I think fortunately we were a little bit ahead of the curve, which allowed for our buildings for us to get our hands on thermal scanners and some of the equipment needed for this. So I think that worked out quite positively for us. In regards to the second part of your question, I mean, obviously we are in contact at the property level with the Ministry of Health to make sure that we're doing the best for our tenants and making sure that our buildings are as safe as possible. And obviously we do reach out to the government in terms of relief measures and potential help for either our tenants or ourselves.
We're speaking this morning with Paul Tham, who is CEO of Keppel REIT. Paul, I'm interested to get your views on the Singapore office market. Which sectors tenants showing growth right now?
I think the strongest growth has consistently over the last few years has really come from technology companies. Mm-hmm. This is a mix of sort of small startups to really large global tech companies, whether out of the US or China, moving operations and setting up space in Singapore. You see big names, obviously the Amazons, the Googles here, but you know, we're all starting to see companies like TikTok setting up significant operations. And I think that's really been driving a lot of the growth. Following them, obviously, there's co-working. Okay. A lot more demand for flex space. Those tend to be the two main drivers.
Okay, thanks for bringing up co-working. And especially with the tech base that you brought up as well, you start to think a certain demographic, right? But do you think co-working spaces, is it here to stay? Or, you know, maybe it's going to be a passing fad? Any thought on this?
We love co-working. We're pretty sure flex space is here to stay. I think the benefit of co-working is, at least for the first initial wave that we've seen, is a lot of smaller companies or individuals who couldn't necessarily get space in the CBD, they're now able to access some of these buildings and a little bit more premium space by taking space from these co-working operators, which we think is great for the market on a whole and really boosts the office demand. But it's also driven such that tenants are now getting to the point when they're a little bit more comfortable with flexibility. And I think, if anything, this recent COVID-19 scare has caused everyone to kind of realize that you can actually be a lot more flexible on where you work from and how you work. And we think a lot of our tenants are going to realize that, well, they still want the office space because everybody seems to, in the end, want to come back to the office and away from kids at home.
Yes.
We are still seeing, though, that we expect there'll be a lot more demand for flexibility. So whether it's that I can increase my space, if I have two floors, you give me the right to add an extra floor or potentially give back a floor over a lease period. So we think there will be a lot more flexibility. And I think whether it comes from co-working or whether it comes from landlords like ourselves, still see that flex space in the market, just maybe not in the shape and form it is now.
So Keppel REIT acquired T Tower in Seoul last year, if my facts are correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. What are Keppel REIT's growth plans? And I mean, this outbreak, has it impacted on your timelines in any way?
Well, it's definitely added a little bit more uncertainty to our plans. But the nice thing, I suppose, is with a little bit of uncertainty, it tends to create opportunities for growth and things come to market that might not otherwise do so. We did go to Seoul and we acquired T Tower last year, so that fact is right. And it's part for us of our portfolio optimization strategy. I mean, we've really been focused on improving the quality of our portfolio and improving our DPU, our distribution per unit. And so what we've been doing is we've done about $1.4 billion worth of transactions over the last 12 to 18 months. And the focus is to divest some of our lower yielding assets and acquire higher yielding, good quality CBD assets. So we've acquired in Seoul. Our intent is to continue to grow, and we're hoping to acquire in our main markets, whether it's Australia, Singapore, or Seoul going forward.
All right. We've been speaking this morning with Paul Tham, who is the CEO of Keppel REIT. Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.